It was a key amendment to the legislation that was enough to convince Independent Senator Darren Hinch to support the medical evacuation bill after he took briefings from Australia's security agencies.
What really swayed me was the amendment, which I was surprised that the Greens agreed to, and that was the one that it'll apply only to people who are currently on Nauru or on Manus. That is a sort of a reverse grandfather. It just stops there. So it's not an encouragement, I believe, to boat people or to the people smugglers who are despicable and should be despised, because it'll only apply to people who are there. And people who are transferred off Manus and brought back to Australia, according to the Home Affairs Department, they assured me today, they will remain in detention in some manner or form. So they will not be coming here and wandering around the streets of Australia. They'll be coming here for medical attention.
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten made it clear the passage of the bill doesn't amount to a weakening of border protection laws.
New people who might come by boat, they could be conned by the people smugglers and say that if you come to Nauru, this medical evacuation legislation applies to you. Well, it doesn't. So if you think that by buying a ticket on an unsafe boat, paying a people smuggler, a criminal syndicate, somehow you can get a better deal to get to Australia, you're wrong. You will go into regional processing.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the new laws are foolish and applying them only to people already on Nauru and Manus Island won't stop people smugglers sending a different message to their potential clients.
It is a nuance which the people smugglers will ignore. And what is true today, Catherine, what is true today is as a result of what happened in the Parliament yesterday and what is happening in the Senate now is our border protection laws are weaker than they were 2 days ago. That's a fact.
Scott Morrison has announced a range of border protection policies are being strengthened as a result of the bill and that Christmas Island detention facilities will be reopened as a contingency. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says Scott Morrison's reaction shows his only agenda is to stoke fear.
We've got so much work left to do. We've got to close those camps. Today, Scott Morrison's announced that he wants to sow the seeds of fear and division in the community. By reopening Christmas Island, Scott Morrison has said that he wants to run an election campaign based on fear and division. That's what he's done. He's done that because he's got nothing else. This is a Prime Minister with no agenda.
The bill's author, Independent Karen Phelps, says the new law doesn't threaten border security and works with existing policies, which need to remain in place to act as a deterrent.
I think it's very important that Operation Sovereign Borders continues because, like most Australians, I do not want to see the people smuggling trade continued or increased. We know that the boats have never stopped. It's just that Operation Sovereign Borders and the policy of boat turnbacks and boat towbacks have been a deterrent for people not to start out on that journey. So I would certainly support that continuing.
Yeah. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.